There is a problem with chain replacement mileages or kilometrages, and that is that a chain is a very God, what's the word? I have problems with words. What is the word? It's not perspective, but it's like perspective. Susceptible? No, God, no. What's the word? Fluctuant. Right, it's a cross between subjective and fluctuant. Yes, one of those words. That's yes. I've got a couple of kilometer ridges. One of them is 3,200 kilometers. So I'm going to take the chain life estimate in kilometers divided by 160 kilometers in a college week. And then I get the weeks into the course when I need to replace it. I think I've done that. If not, my maths is very flawed and I need to go back to school. That would be replace chain in the 20th week of the course, which means on week 20, I will expend £75. Whoever, said 5,000 kilometres. That's just over the 30 weeks in a college year. So that's basically just over £75 if you take 31 weeks. If you do 30, and what would it be? It would be 31 divided by 30, which would get you 1. Bloody bloody blah, and then you take 1.03 times £75 for a new set of three chains. So that's 77.25. Even though let's forget it doesn't work like that. A forum in Utah Cycling in America said 1,000 miles, which is 1,600 kilometres. That means replace the chain every 10 weeks, which would cost me by the end of the year £225. So, no. A South African forum said every 1,500 kilometres. That's about as bad as the 225 quid that Utah suggested. A Sydney cycling forum said every 2,000 miles, that's 12 and a half weeks, so that's about 150 quid a college year. It is a very changeable thing. And it's maybe one of the mistakes, one of the downsides of having a recumbent, is you just have this huge chain that you have to maintain. And it's no different. In fact, it's worse having a recumbent with a long chain, because you're going to do more miles on the thing anyway. You're going to do more miles, because it's a long-distance style bike, you're going to do more miles, more kilometres, than you would have done on a small bike with a smaller chain. So if you think about it, chain wear per kilometre, does it go down or up? I don't know. But anywho, that 225 does not sound nice. There is one option, which is every couple of weeks or so, when I'm fixing that fucking boom, take the chain off and have two chains, so six chains in total, and every couple of weeks swap them round. The brilliant thing about having two chains, not two chains, six chains, that'd be three chains in a chain set, ha 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 ha, in a group of chains, is that you can then mix A and F and C, let's say, and then the next week it's A, B, and E, and maybe you can have D, E, and F, or D and A, and B. You get where I'm going. Although you'd have to wear them evenly. I'd probably just keep them in two groups, to be honest. But the brilliant thing is that if there is a fault in one of the chains in a group, you can just replace that chain, even though then you'll have a third of the chain is newer than the rest of the chain. This doesn't really work. But anywho, £225 sounds a bit steep.